Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 8th of April. Right, I'll give you a couple of football trades first. I haven't got any horses for today, but we've got a couple of football trades. I'll get those done, and then a few bits. We had a seminar yesterday, a couple of bits I want to touch on just from meeting people there. So football wise today in starting Portugal. In Portugal, Tondela are playing Porto Mananense at 8:15. And in that game, if it is 0-0 20 minutes in, I will back the over 1.5, 20 minutes through to sort of 35 minutes, and then I will trade from there. If a goal goes in, I will remove the liability. And then in Serie A, Bologna versus Chievo, we've got value from the outset on the over 2.5. So I'm going to back the over 2.5 market sort of through the first 15 minutes. It's currently 2.1, so I'll sort of have a third at kickoff, a third at sort of 8 minutes, and a third at 15 minutes. And again, if a goal goes in, my first job will be to remove liability, giving myself that free bet, and trade from there. So that's the two trades, 8:15 in Portugal, the 1.5 market, and 7:30 in Italy, Serie A, the 2.5 market. Nothing else bet-wise. I think some of you had a half-decent weekend with some of the stuff over the podcast. And obviously, I am copping a lot of stick over Tiger Roll getting across the line. Everybody's a fucking expert all of a sudden, aren't they, on racing? But no, I did stick my neck out, so I have to take it. I'd give it. If you give it out, you've got to take it. But yesterday we had the first of the 2019 seminars, and just bits that everybody can pick up. Just obviously there was people in the room that I've met many times before, but had some new people in the room. Sergio Garcia made an appearance. And it's talking to the new people that, and with the greatest respect to the people who always come, it's just nice to meet different people and talk. And the reason why I don't do online ones is, firstly, it's harder to control numbers online, you know, and I'm not a marketer. The people who sell 250 versions of the same thing, you can limit the numbers that are coming, but you can actually talk to people about what it's all about. And I like to go around the tables towards the end of the day individually and talk to people who maybe are a bit too shy or not forward enough, not confident enough to put their hands forward. And ask questions through the day. And it was a good day. I really enjoyed it, and a lot of good questions were asked, and we've got a good plan for people. But the one thing that sort of came out walking around the tables towards the end of the day was talking to people, how my impression is, almost to a man, how scarred they are by the betting industry. And I think that's a huge thing. When I started out, I didn't start out. I'd been a bit of a social better now and then, but I wasn't a better. I wasn't a full-on punter, and I didn't really have any scars. I didn't go on Google and say, how do I make money gambling, and go from there. And I think that's sort of been some people's journey. And we touched on how much of a, you know, I use Twitter more now for banter or whatever you want to call it. I've said many times, it's a cesspit, and sort of people are getting introduced to gambling by the shit that's on there. And, you know, people that you even trust and you think are really good, when you dig deep, they're fucking useless, and it's all just one big thing to get your money. And talking to people yesterday, it was really noticeable how scarred people are. Almost to the extent that it's quite upsetting. You sort of are set coming home, and you think, genuinely, whether people believe or not, I really want to help that guy because they've just had such a bad experience. And I accept that when you've got a room of 30, 40 people, you're going to have all sorts in there. We had maths graduates in there to, with the greatest respect, complete and utter, I don't know what you'd call them, degenerates. I say it to their face, so I say it now. People who just chop and change to everything. And one of them I sort of spoke to, and he said, no, it's about changing his mindset. It's about actually getting out of being a stupid punter and sitting down and doing it seriously. And I've said before, I can give as many selections as people can take. If you don't do it properly, it's all irrelevant. And it is that change of mindset. And I sort of came away from it thinking, right, I am going to really help the guys here. But I said in the room, 30 odd people, whatever it is, you know, by the time we get to August 2020, there'll be about 10 left. By the time we get to August 2021, there'll be about 4 left. And by the end of it, on a sort of 4-year program I've put them on, it'll be me and my dog. You know, it's up to them to prove me wrong. I can only speak from experience of people dropping out, chopping, changing, giving up. And it will be, you know, Betty Bloggers put it on there, it will be the acid test come August when we get into the football season, the new one, and a couple of losing trades come on, and people, oh no, here I go again. People will be, because of that scarring, they go, oh, here I go again, this is losing, and they give up too quickly. So it really was interesting, because it is so much a mindset thing. And I mean, I had the best bet I've had, Peter, bless him, love you to bits, Peter, but Peter just chops and changes, does everything. Even in the room yesterday, you're talking about football, he's sitting on his laptop trading horses. And I've had a even grand with him that he won't be around in 4 years' time. He thinks he's going to prove me wrong, but he may. I told him, I'll take 600 now, Peter. And I really do hope he proves me wrong. But you get an idea. I get an idea of those talking to people, who is going to knuckle down and do it and who isn't. You know, and a couple of quiet ones there. Danny was there, I think, will be, you know, Danny may be listening today. He'll be there in 4 years, I think. He's sort of guy who gives it a go. But it's that scarring. And I think for anybody, you know, you don't have to be a seminar attendee. It goes back to, what are you punting now? Setting yourself up. When you chop and change, why do you chop and change? What's the point in it? And what are you actually trying to achieve? And I know what I'm going to do with these guys. And as I say, it still won't see everybody who does these seminars through. You know, there will be people who give up pretty much with day-to-day coaching and day-to-day help. There'll still be people who it's not for them, because this game isn't for everybody. But as I say, it was that overall feeling of walking around tables, talking to people, the scarring that people have got to the set, you know, of being sceptical about it, yet they carry on, but really without any direction. And, you know, I get told lots of things and I'm sceptical about. Once I'm sceptical about it, I don't even entertain it. But people in the gambling game, because they still, you know, and I get the emails, they get the tweets, they get the flash sales pitches, give it one more go. Then they have a couple of losers, start to worry because they've been there before. And it's a vicious cycle that and never actually goes anywhere except downwards. So for everybody, I just think, it, you know, I keep saying it, you know, we're coming to the close season, particularly football betting. Look at before next August, your own setup and what you're actually trying to achieve, and where you want to take it. And fixed odds betting to trading are two completely different beasts, which I discussed yesterday. You know, fixed odds, I don't take a season view. I take a 4 or 5 year view on my fixed odds portfolios. And trading, for me, is a quicker way to make money, because I can control everything. I control the entry points. I control the exit points. I can control my losses, everything I'm in control of. And it is having that discipline then to not overtrade, not trade matches that weren't part of your original plan, all those things. And that's what I'm going to be helping these guys with over time. But for anybody, you know, you don't have to come to one of my seminars. It is a matter of you can learn from that and look at yourself. So it was good. No, I really enjoyed it. Thanks to all those who came yesterday. I really, really enjoyed it yesterday. You know, you get on a train home and you reflect and had a couple of Guinnesses with a few of you after, which was good fun. I think it was a good balance of humour and seriousness. People even, you know, you're sort of explaining a method that you do and they're trying to tinker it in the room for you, because I don't know why, because that's what they want to do. That tinkering, you know, it's not as difficult at times as people make this game, but we are all different. I've realised that and spoken about that on a previous podcast. Everybody is different. We had 30 or whatever it was, different personalities in the room yesterday. I know the ones who I think have got a chance. There'll be people who I think haven't who prove me wrong. But everybody can learn something off what I'm sort of saying now, that it is looking at yourself. You know, it's very easy to blame other people and not take responsibility and call him a wanker, him a charlatan, and they are out there, don't get me wrong. Absolute wankers are out there. But they're just going to exploit vulnerable people. And if you're not a vulnerable person, if you look at yourself, then they can't exploit you. So it is just a matter of knuckling down over the next couple of months before the next football season for people interested in making a go of it, looking at what you do, cutting out all the noise, looking at the type of person you are, and trying to remove that scarring. And that's what I would call it, that scarring, and eke through it. And I know that the guys at that seminar yesterday are going to win money. I know they are. 100% they're going to win money. But I've still got to get them in a confident mood come August, because it, no matter what I say, if the first few trades did go behind in August, you know, and they lose a, you know, let's say they start with £1,000 and they lose 50 of it, £1,000 down to 950, instantly they'll be thinking, oh, here we go again. And that's my battle with them, to help them through that. But that's what people do. You know, I've said it many times. I said it in a room yesterday. I've said it every time I've been in a room with people. If you keep giving up when you're losing, all you're ever going to do is be a loser. So if you join a system with a £1,000 bank, lose 200, think, oh, this is shit, and stop. You've lost that 200. It's gone. You go and move to something else. That says a £1,000 bank. Now you've got to take another £200 out of your bank to top up the 800. That loses down, I don't know, let's say 600. Oh, this is shit, I'm stopping that. So you give up on that. That's another 400 added to the 200 before. Before that, 600 behind, and that cycle keeps going. And at some stage, the only person that can stop that is you. Doesn't matter anybody else, you're the only person who can stop that by trying to do things differently. It is that sort of Einstein, if you keep doing the same thing expecting different results, you're a fucking mad. Anyway, that's enough. I'm rambling. I'm well aware I'm rambling. I've got a busy week this week, so there will be podcasts, there will be PDFs. We've got football out tomorrow because there's some midweek football. I am at Spurs tomorrow, so I'll be about sort of morning, but leaving mid-afternoon. Wednesday, Sam has got a hospital checkup, so hopefully she gets the all clear from all that, but we got that Wednesday, and then I have my brother's 60th birthday, but I'll be getting stuff out. I've got the Masters to cover this week. Tiger won't be winning. Where have you heard that before? But yes, so I'll have a podcast every day, PDFs if there are them. Obviously I'll update all the members areas and things as we go. But yeah, for those who came yesterday, hope you really enjoyed it. I really did, and obviously from some of the emails and tweets, looks like people did. Those of you coming to London in early May, you got something to look forward to. But those who haven't come, don't know me from Adam, you know, hopefully some of the words I've said today help you a little bit, that try and get past the scarring.